Please be seated. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen. Well, this month of February, in our culture, has a lot, much ado about love, because of St. Valentine's Day, which the world has sort of usurped to mean something very mundane kind of love, which is not very really a true love. But God is charity, St. John says. God is love. Love, to be true at all, has to be somehow tied up with God. It has to include God. If it does, it will be for all eternity. There are many saints, in fact, every saint had his own friends whom he loved in the world. And he is now with his friends, his beloved friends, for all eternity in heaven. What a wonderful thing, never to be separated from the ones you love. Today we have St. Titus. He's celebrated, a bishop. He was the disciple of St. Paul. St. Paul, he talks about him in his different epistles. He mentions that when he went on one occasion into a city to conduct a mission, to preach and to administer the sacraments, he was a bit sad and distressed because when he arrived there, Titus, his beloved disciple and friend, he was not there. He had to go somewhere else. And so St. Paul was without his company, and that caused him sadness because he loved him. And he writes again in another place that upon entering, I believe it was Macedonia, but one of these other cities in the east, that he there found Titus. He was welcomed by Titus. He was able to spend time with Titus, and this gave him joy. God, as you can see from this, he knows that as we are human, we do rejoice in having human companions, friends. And so we should thank God if we have anyone to be with, fellow Catholic. And if we do not, we should pray to God and ask him to give us good and holy friends to help us get to heaven with joy. Saint Dorothy, she's also celebrated today. She's a wonderful, wonderful saint, a virgin martyr, one of many. But she seems to surpass many of the other ones in her joy in also her generosity. It's like a combat we see pretty much with all of the virgin martyrs, but especially with her, there's a sort of a strife. The love of the world and the love of Almighty God, those things sort of meet head on. But we always see which is the stronger, which is the true one, and which is the false. For the love of the world must always succumb to the love that is in God, the charity of God. So, in this case, St. Dorothy, she was accused of being a Catholic, and they thought they could make her give up the true faith by putting her with her own sisters, putting her up in the house with her own sisters who had apostatized. Unfortunately, her own sisters were no longer her friends because they were not Catholic, so she could not live with them anymore. But because the judge ordered it, she was forced to stay again with her sisters who were not Catholics. And they tried to convince her to just give it up, and then she can have a nice, pleasant, happy life. She was very pretty. She was a young lady. She could have someone in marriage and have just a nice life. Well, she wouldn't listen to them because she kept praying, and she kept thinking only of Jesus Christ, whom she loved and served. And eventually she converted by God's grace, her own sisters, they went and were martyred. They were boiled to death in a cauldron for the faith. Well, after that, St. Dorothy was brought again before the courts, and she was sentenced to torments until she would give up her resolve to be a Catholic. And she, when she heard the sentence, she said, "I give thanks to thee, O Jesus, that I get to suffer for thee." And then she was beaten and burned and many other terrible things. And then finally she would not give up, and so the judge said, "You will be beheaded." And this was great news to her. She was rejoiced that she will now very soon see God in heaven. She will be able to enjoy heaven. And so she was being led to the place appointed for her to be beheaded. And they said that the soldiers and all the officers that were in company with her, taking her there, they saw how joyful was her countenance. It was like she was on her way to her own marriage feast, the happiness that they saw in her face. And they thought she was just crazy. How could she be happy at this moment? And one of them jokingly said, "Tell your spouse to send me flowers and fruits from that place in heaven, your garden in heaven." And she said, "Oh, I will. I will send them." He just mocked her. He continued to mock her until they reached the place of execution. She was beheaded. And then afterwards, the soldiers were just, they're having a party, and they were laughing about what had happened and how foolish she was to promise this, that she could send him flowers. But then, lo and behold, there came a little child. He interrupted them in their laughter, and he presented them, without saying a word, apples, beautiful apples, and flowers, which had the greatest, the most pleasant fragrance. And then the child spoke and said, "Dorothy has sent these from her garden in heaven." And it was February, it was middle of winter, there were no flowers or fruits to be gotten. And so this particular man who had mocked her, his name is Theophilus, he said, "Jesus Christ is the true God." And he was also martyred for the faith. He converted. And now, guess what? He's with Dorothy in heaven for all eternity. She is his friend, and he is hers. How wonderful is God's mercy and goodness. Even this man who mocked her did not know her for what, how good, holy and good she was. He did afterwards, and he's with her. And that gives us great confidence in the saints, that knowing that if we do not mock them, we love them and we want to be with them, how much more shall they hear our prayers and grant us graces, whatever we need. If we need consolations, they will certainly obtain them for us. Something better than fruits, but things that are invisible, things that will give us the grace to persevere, things that will make us to love God more, serve Him more faithfully. And this is what we ask for them, from them, every day of the year, in Christ Jesus our Lord. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen.